Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, the Leaving Cert written exams this summer have been cancelled. It's been claimed that Letterkenny University Hospital's testing capacity is not being utilised. Pubs are calling for an urgent meeting with the government after the chief medical officer said there isn't a realistic prospect of them reopening next month. It's emerged that the Donegal Fire Service attended 10 separate wild or gorse fires across the county on Wednesday of this week alone. More than half of those in receipt of unemployment benefit in April were aged between 15 and 24, and €40 million in support is being made available to voluntary organisations and charities. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport, and Colm Ferriter will be here with Nuacht following this bulletin. Returning to our top story though, the Leaving Cert written exams this summer have been cancelled. Students will instead get a predicted grade or have the option to sit the tests at a later date. Teachers will provide a score for each subject and it'll have to be approved by the school principal. The Department of Education will then make sure there's an even national spread before students get their results. A predicted grade will also be used for oral exams, meaning all students will no longer get full marks as was previously announced. Education Minister Joe McHugh says going ahead with the written exams in July would have been unfair.
The class of 2020 will never forget the events of this year. Doing their best to study in the middle of a global pandemic. I am disappointed that we have been unable to run things the same way as in previous years, but what matters is that we are removing uncertainty and providing a clear solution.
It's been claimed that Letterkenny University Hospital's testing capacity is not being utilised. It's understood that the hospital had been processing approximately 300 to 400 samples per day at the beginning of April with a 12-hour to 24-hour turnaround. Now, the laboratory at the hospital is reportedly only processing samples from patients and staff from within the hospital itself. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has written to the Health Minister urging him to address the issue.
We also have a situation where you need 90 samples are required to run the tests in Letterkenny. And because they're only now testing patients and staff, so for example, there may be only in any given day 30 or 40 samples to be tested. Those tests aren't being carried out that day and have to wait till they get a full load of 90, which is causing delays of testing for staff and patients within the hospital themselves, which is simply not acceptable either. So there's a major issue now that we've asked, both myself and Patrick McLaughlin has asked the Minister to rectify and to make sure that the full capacity of LUH is being used and that there is no delays for patients and staff within the hospital or indeed for the wider public as a result of the test now going to Kildare instead of being done in Donegal.
Have you any reason, though, I know that you said that you've written to the Health Minister looking for clarity on it, but have you any, you know, suspicions as to why they have done such a shift in the testing locally?
I don't know. I can only assume that it's to try and kind of build up the capacity within the hospital, within the state. As we know, there's a major issue in terms of not having the capacity to test as the restrictions are being eased. So I presume that they're starting to get their ducks in a row in relation to that. The problem here is that while it's one thing having the capacity to test, there has to be a quick turnaround. And Letterkenny had that ability and have that ability to do the turnaround. Kildare isn't at that point yet, so we have people in the wider community.
Pubs are calling for an urgent meeting with the government after the chief medical officer said there isn't a realistic prospect of them reopening next month. Under the government's current roadmap for reopening the country, bars are set to remain closed until August. Pubs had outlined strict social distancing proposals earlier this week in a bid to reopen in June, but Dr. Tony Houlihan said he can't see it being allowed to happen. CEO of the Vintners Federation, Donal O'Keefe, says some bars will struggle to reopen after missing out on business for up to 5 months.
The longer the closure extends, the worse it's going to be. If it turns out that pubs are not allowed to open until the 10th of August, that's essentially a five-month lockdown. We closed on the 15th of March. In that scenario, there will be lots of pubs around the country that simply will not reopen. And it's important for the future viability of the sector now that a support plan is put in place to allow pubs to reopen and to trade and to grow again.
It's emerged that the Donegal Fire Service attended 10 separate wild or gorse fires across the county on Wednesday of this week alone. Some of the fires required a large amount of personnel in order to bring them under control, putting extra pressure on the fire service locally. With the dry spell set to continue for the next couple of days, Donegal's Chief Fire Officer Joseph McTaggart has this advice.
Now obviously, these have issues in responding, in that when they do respond, the brigades are no longer immediately available to respond to other life-saving incidents as where life would be at risk.
And we do know that the majority of cases, they can be prevented, can't they?
Well, I am of the opinion that the majority of wildfires have human intervention to some degree. So yes, I mean, they can be measures put in place to prevent them. For example, sources of ignition. Don't discard lit cigarette ends. Don't discard matches. If you're taking out hot ashes, cover them, put them into a metal bin and put a lid on them. And very important, and I've said this on a number of occasions and I continue to say it, is that you should maintain, if you do live in an area that is prone to wildfires, you should maintain the area around the house, around your outbuildings and around your oil tanks or gas tanks, as the case may be, as sterile areas. There should be no combustible materials in or around them. Because if a wildfire does occur in the area, that will afford a degree of protection to your property. And there's no absolute guarantee that a brigade will be able to respond to protect your property, because the fire service operates on a risk hierarchy. And life risk is always number one, and the brigades will respond to life risk first and foremost.
More than half of those in receipt of unemployment benefit in April were aged between 15 and 24. The overall rate of unemployment surged to 28.2% last month, up from 16.5% in March. That includes all of those in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment. Chief Economist with KBC Bank, Austin Hughes, says young people in particular have been impacted by job losses.
The nature of it is that the impact has been most heavily visited on the young. The reality is that the virus has had a huge impact on all sectors of the economy, but it's been disproportionately felt by younger people. And that probably reflects the nature of the sectors in which they're working and the manner in which they are probably newer into the workforce in some terms.
The Irish Farming Association says it's disappointed at the cancellation of this year's National Ploughing Championship, but it understands the reason why. The 89th ploughing has been cancelled due to COVID-19. Organisers say there's still hope that the ploughing competitions can be held this year behind closed gates. President of the Irish Farming Association, Tim Cullinan, says it's sad news.
It's very disappointing for ourselves in IFA. You know, it was always a time, you know, where we get to meet our members over the 3 days. And, you know, in fairness to the people involved, massive effort goes in every year. It's a celebration of the Irish farming year. You know, our farmers get 3 days to come out to meet each other, which is important.
Low-income farmers received nearly €69 million under the social welfare scheme Farm Assist last year. Nearly 6,000 people received the payment, which is capped at €203 a week. More than 1,000 were in Donegal, the highest in the country. Independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice says farmers are under severe pressure at the moment.
With the price of livestock at the moment, beef especially, and sheep, which most of these people that get Farm Assist come from, it is very difficult for them at the moment. In my opinion, the COVID payment was badly handled by government, where farmers don't appear to be classed as the same as everybody else.
Some homes were evacuated in Derry overnight following the discovery of an electrical fire. The blaze broke out at the Brenvarden Avenue in the Waterside, close to a gas line in the area. The Chapel Road Community Centre was used as a rest centre for those who had to leave their homes as a precaution, but they were allowed to return some time later. €40 million in support is being made available to voluntary organisations and charities. The funding is being provided from the Dormant Accounts Fund. Minister for Rural and Community Development Michael Ring says a large number of the organisations provide critical services arising from the COVID-19 crisis. Deirdre Garvey is the CEO of The Wheel, a body that represents charities. She says today's announcement provides a lifeline for voluntary groups.
We welcome this warmly as an absolutely critical lifeline for charities and community and voluntary organisations and social enterprises, and particularly welcome the recognition by government of the contribution that the sector plays countrywide, not just in the battle against COVID-19, but also as an integral part of our society, our community spirit and our resilience.
The Taoiseach says he hopes people can be able to travel internationally by the summer or the end of the year. Leo Varadkar says careful planning at ports and airports will need to take place as countries begin to reopen following restrictions, but he says it may be possible for people to travel at some point this year. The planned medical school at McGee Campus in Derry has moved a step closer, with the project to be taken forward by the Executive Office. The latest move means that the project now needs final sign-off by Michelle O'Neill and First Minister Arlene Foster, who have been both publicly committed to delivering it. The school has faced a significant number of delays, but there are now renewed hopes that the difficulties can be addressed in time for the first intake of postgraduate students next year. MLA Cara Mullen says the medical school is critical to opening up a new chapter for third-level education here in the Northwest.
This comes on the back of this week's announcement of a £210 million package for Derry and the North West. This is key to unlocking our economic potential and delivering a bright future and transforming third level education here.
Travel agents are to be given the option of providing a credit note to customers in lieu of refunds. The measure will be underwritten by the state and will not be applicable to airlines. The move was agreed at Cabinet today and is an addition to existing options open to customers. A spokesperson for transport says people will still be entitled to refunds. Time for sport now. We say a very good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. As we know, the GAA this week set up a COVID-19 advisory group with Donegal team doctor Kevin Moore in part of the 14 panel. The GAA say that no inter-county games will be played before October, with the association adding that there is no appetite for playing games behind closed doors, but haven't ruled out that prospect. A lot of scenarios will have to be ironed out if a return is to happen, and Dr. Moran says it could work if social contact is managed properly.
Obviously, you can't play football and have everybody 2 metres apart. What might work in that case is something that's been examined very carefully by the rugby people, actually, at the moment. They are talking about social contacts as opposed to social distancing. Social distancing, as we all know, is you must be 2 metres apart from everybody. Social contact, the World Health Organization has defined social contact as being face-to-face with somebody for 15 minutes, in which time aerosol spread, you could inhale or pick up through the mucous membranes sufficient volumes of virus to become infected. So what might be a possibility would be that initially players travelled alone, tubbed out alone, went home alone and showered at home. So the only area of concern then would be on the pitch. And if, as we hope, this can work out, this concept of social contact as distinct from social distancing, well, then that would certainly add an extra dimension of safety.
Dr. Moran also feels the risk from the virus in sport on players may not be high.
And every time the Donegal football team goes out in the field, somebody will pick up a minor injury almost inevitably.
Yeah.
And even in the course of the last year, we've had very significant injuries like fractured dislocation of ankles and broken dislocated shoulders, fractured collarbones, you know, cruciate ligament injuries. So everybody knows that there is a risk to playing sport. With regard to the risk from the virus, I think it's actually probably very small in sport because this is a young, very fit population. And for the reasons that I've talked about already, even though they are on the pitch together, it's very difficult to know just how much virus-contained aerosol they are going to be inhaling. You know, as we go forward, it will be possible to make sports, to make incrementally, we would hope that everything can become much safer. For example, a number of game changers could be if this remdesivir, this antiviral agent, which is showing such promise in the States and which has been endorsed by Dr. Fauci, a doctor who has tremendous integrity and credibility, the head of the NIH. If that, we're going to know a lot more about that by July. The other things that players can do is they can take temperature monitoring in young players has been, young athletes shown to be very, very effective as well. With digital thermometers, they can now monitor temperature on a daily basis and before they come to training, and report to the team doctor if there's anything unusual.
And you can hear more from Dr. Kevin Moran in conversation with Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. It's available now on our website, highlandradio.com. In soccer, competitions that resume prior to December 31st will see teams allowed to make 5 substitutions per game. The game's rulemakers, IFAB, have greenlit a temporary increase from 3 to 5 subs per team. However, to avoid disruption, teams will only be allowed 3 windows in which to make their 5 changes. IFAB have also allowed competitions to scrap the use of VAR at the competition's discretion. Tottenham forward Heung-min Song has completed his mandatory military service with South Korea. He returned to his homeland for the training during football shutdown because of the pandemic. Son will arrive back in London next week. It's understood Irish racing will not be allowed to resume behind closed doors until June the 29th. That is stage 3 of the government's roadmap to ease the lockdown. Horse Racing Ireland were confident that it could resume before the end of June and had put forward a number of proposals. Racing is due to return to the course in France on Monday, and racing got underway yesterday in Germany. Finally, in basketball, PJ Reedy is to become the new president of Basketball Ireland. He was the only nomination received for the role in the prescribed time frame. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Catherine, enjoy the rest of your Friday and indeed the weekend ahead.
Thanks, Oisin. Weather now. Tonight will be mostly dry with clear spells, minimum temperatures between 5 and 9 degrees. Closing headlines. The Leaving Cert written exams this summer have been cancelled. Students will instead get a predicted grade or have the option to sit their tests at a later date. It's been claimed that Letterkenny University Hospital testing capacity is not being utilised. It's understood that the hospital had been processing approximately between 300 and 400 samples per day at the beginning of April. Now the laboratory is reportedly only processing samples from patients and staff from within the hospital itself. And pubs are calling for an urgent meeting with the government after the chief medical officer said there isn't a realistic prospect of them reopening next month. That's the main evening news and sport on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seomhar Mahasa, Colm Ferreter and Trollin, a Príomhscoilte ar Highland Radio. Tá fógra déanta ag an rann gaeltacht agus na nalan go bhfuil cruinniú na nóg lá náisiúnta do gníomhaíocht cruthaíthe Saor na Aisce do leanaí agus do dhaoine óga le seolú ar an tríola déag don mhí seo thugainn. Mar chuid de Aachtas an Rialtais a chuirtha crair éire Eildána agus RTÍ cruinniú na nóg ar líne don mhíon seo Wall and Tara Marigan the Dini Oga Parcha Glaku torch free Kruhiokt Sawala Ogazave Re Feich Alinya Ata onto a hashbunch Erin Arden. Ta factus nua brewer lekele fui steward for snegeliga fui lanshol anish August Ernaman socialta mark hodge den actor shot ta our spragula a holahurst on fable erlina tashamar ein eg lekele kodu a horch lishengeliga usud sawala agus ours simsula agus ejasula a chur foil dal rini oga a mask book fonchi lekela tala chart na sholu gramain gelige de usogeri instagram srai fashion Fishine Bonnie er en klar chagas clutcha bontus kancha to hojan goom. Sorry special to Fishine What the Fockle play Kursi Changa Erlina. August Carter Farl Chur of a Gieligori of a Parcha Fridge the Man Social to tell you egg and see you forest to Gieliga Bunkai E. To Colliston a Fisha Shulta Erlina Kumai, a Conran Gieliga, a say I'm an Colliston na Folum or Ayer Ard Chaijan a Holahert. Factus Fasakt heel na Gaeliga a Curra Foil, Dini Oga a Kuaktu le Gaeliga a Usage, August Krakavayaku Kumai, Arena Gursi, Egbunch Usage, as Technoliacht Commersaja, Ta Eska, August Slan le Husage, Taharig Sul, Godorti, and Hollister Jesh, the Galti, a Vila Frastel or Hollister Sauri, Geltakta, Natag Smunufui, a Mahansha, Blasa Oil, a Kursa Gaeliga Erlina. August been in Tranigest, Spreek Hest, the Galti Bonskolage, Rung a Trees, Rung a Shea, Erlina, Shul Ga March, Eg Alania Da Yeg Tronona, the Kestina, Fad Arana, Dun Ish Groupishin, August Ta Falter of a Fwestin, so you part of Glaka Kumai, Svejer Claru, Egan Siv, Galen, Bunkai E. Shima Hudsa Eligalair, Slanagus Bannock.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 8th of May. The death has taken place of Emily Patterson, formerly of Ballyscanlan, Kilmacrenan. Due to government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, family flowers only. The death has taken place of Vera Quigley, Ballybow, Chur, Muff. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private. The death has taken place of Daphne Black, 24 Eden Terrace, Strabane, and formerly of Artigarvan. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to immediate family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Northwest Cancer Centre, care of Quigley, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Margaret Rabbit, Mahara Beg, Burnfoot. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, requiem mass and burial are for immediate family only. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Buncranagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. Margaret's requiem mass can be viewed on the Parish of Burt Fawn and Inch Facebook page. The death has occurred of Muriel Kelly, Niamh McGinley, College Farm, Letterkenny. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only. The funeral mass can be viewed from the streaming service of St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the local St. Vincent de Paul Society, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Aidan Gallagher, Navaney Street, Ballybuffet. In compliance with current HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial will be private to the immediate family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorlar webcam. The death has taken place of Francis Peoples, Tawny Middle, Kilmacrenan. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Litcher Sunday School, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Very Reverend Father Hugh Sweeney, Parish Priest Glenswilly, and originally from Fulcara. Father Sweeney's remains will repose at his home in Killil tonight and tomorrow night. Rosary will be said both nights in Christ the King Church, Gorth the Hawk, and may be viewed online. The funeral mass at St. Finian's Church, Fulcara, can be viewed on Facebook at Fulcara Parish at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Due to current HSC and government restrictions, the wake and funeral are strictly private. The death has taken place of James Coyle, 4 Gaeltacht Drive, Old Town, Letterkenny. In compliance with the HSC and government restrictions, the wake and funeral is for family only. The funeral mass, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, can be viewed on St. Eunan's Cathedral webcam. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade and Sons, funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Brendan Walls, Summerhill, Moville. in compliance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only.